Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is the 10th episode of Series 42, a series in which we're discussing life, the universe and everything. We may have 11 episodes in this series because I want to bring you a couple of concepts and I've only got time for one in this episode. This episode we're going to be looking at something I have been talking about all series, as something I'm going to mention when I can fit it in, and the very important concept of radical self-trust. Welcome to Walk the Pod. What is radical self-trust? Essentially, it is trying to trust our own judgment, our own ability, and ourselves more every day, to the point where maybe we actually believe that we are making the right choices at every turn. It's very, very difficult to do that because, there's all kinds of things. There's other people thinking we should do things differently from the way we're doing them ourselves. There is our own self-doubt. There is the expertise in the air, in the internet, in the environment that says that there is a better way to do something or a different decision that could be taken, which might be better. There are lots of things which could cast doubt on what we've decided to do or how we've decided to do something. Radical self-trust, though, suggests that maybe we're doing everything exactly in the right way, given the experience that we've got here on the planet. And it's a practice, I think, just like gratitude, to think to ourselves, well, I'm suffering from doubt, but maybe if I can exercise radical self-trust, I can believe that I'm actually doing something or nothing for the right reasons. Examples of radical self-trust include when we procrastinate. Maybe we're procrastinating because we haven't actually thought of the best way to do something yet. Maybe our brain is holding us back from doing the task because a little bit more time to mull it over is needed. Now, external deadlines can be very damaging to radical self-trust in that way, because sometimes we just have to do it and there isn't really enough time. But it's worth understanding that rather than feeling a deep sense of our own inability to do tasks, or a deep sense of shame, or a deep sense of laziness for not doing something, it is possible that actually the procrastination is a wise move by our brain, because our brain knows that we need longer to think about it, and that at the point when we need to do it, we will do it, and we'll do it to the best of our ability, and it will be better for having waited longer. There is a meme that I saw recently which said something along the lines of, I didn't do it today because I know that tomorrow I'll be older and wiser, so I'm going to do it tomorrow. Thank you to whoever posted that. It might have been on the Discord server, I can't actually remember. But radical self-trust also says, if I don't feel right about something, well, that gut instinct may actually be cleverer than I want to give it credit for. But if something doesn't feel right, maybe it isn't right. And radical self-trust just generally says, let's trust that we know a great deal more than perhaps we realise. And some things may just feel wrong or may just feel right, and we can't quite articulate why or how. But that doesn't mean that we're not absolutely correct. So practice radical self-trust every day. Trust exactly the way you're feeling. Trust what you're doing. I think sometimes we can get confused about why we are not doing something or why we are doing something, because we've sort of made a decision in our head to do something different, but what we're actually doing is it doesn't match up with that. And maybe radical self-trust sort of encourages us to actually go with it exactly as we are doing it, because perhaps we know better. And the bit of us that is actually carrying out the task or the thing knows. So I'll be recording another episode of Series 42 because I want to get in the very, very important concept of going on, which is something I've got from the I Ching, which is the most woo thing that I engage with, being mostly somebody who's fairly rational and pro-science and all of that. But the I Ching has been very helpful to me over the last few years, just getting me to slow down, getting me to stop striving, getting me to stop being a leaning Tower of Pisa internally, which is leaning forwards all the time, trying to get to the next thing. The I Ching counsels that we should calm down, chill out, and just be calm in every sense of the word, and embrace everything, I think, as we've mentioned before in this series. So it's another thing that is sort of referenced by multiple different wise people. Going on also says we are best when we don't despair too much when things go wrong, and we don't celebrate too much when things go well. We simply go on. We turn up the next day and we do the thing, the things that we do again, without worrying too much about what the punishment or the reward for any of this is. It is just, we know it's the right thing to do, so we carry on, whatever the outcome. And that's an interesting concept. Maybe I have managed to squeeze them both into, I feel like I have actually managed to squeeze them both into one episode. Maybe Series 42 will end today, after all. Well, that might be a radical self-trust challenge for me. Rach, you do actually appear to have got two concepts into the last episode of the show, so leave it at that. Come back next week with your Christmas lights episodes. So subscribers to Walk the Pod and the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, and there's no need to have an 11-episode series just for the sake of it. Yeah, I think I'm going to radically self-trust myself on that point. Thank you, Walk the Pod, for bringing me such good counsel. It's not the most beautiful day in the world today. It's kind of cold and kind of grey and a little bit miz, but there is a natural fir tree planted in the In the park that I'm walking through at the moment, which has on its on top of it a fairy light strewn star made of, I think, probably just sticks, which is very festive and very beautiful. So that's quite a lovely thing. Okay, that is it after all. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. This has been an absolute delight to record 10 episodes of Series 42 on life, the universe and everything for you this December. I will be recording some Christmas lights episodes next week for members of the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, who are Kiwi Rob in Auckland in New Zealand, Nige in Northern Spain, Mighty Marcel in the Netherlands, and in the UK, Catherine in Ealing, Nick in Worcester, Jim in Manchester, Hannah, Sam and Katie in Southwest London, Helen in Crystal Palace, John in Muswell Hill, the Mothership walking against a backdrop of the beautiful Malvern Hills, Peter in Ruislip, Laura on the Bedsbucks border, Hilary from Trundle, and of course Rear Admiral Tim in the People's Republic of Croydon. I'll be asking the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club what the next topic should be in January, in a week or two. And if you love this, there is more, including video content and the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, via walkthepod.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for walking with me. Take care of your beautiful mind. Enjoy the imperfect day. Keep on going on, and I'll be back soon.